You're listening to the show about authenticity and mayonnaise. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
And then, yep, so there on the ground is his sword.
Nice.
Did an NPC roll a critical fail in your D&D game? The DM has failed to follow through on what that guarantees in Dungeons & Dragons. Come on down to the law firms of Roscoe and Roscoe.
Oh, more mustard.
Don't mind the mustard stains. I'm always stained by mustard.
All right, Bathwack. A sword clatters to the ground in earshot, but there is an enraged, sooty-faced, owl-headed person charging towards you, seemingly with little else to care for in their mind.
Wow.
What are you doing? You feel the heat of the brazier behind you that you were unable to tip over.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I was just thinking for a minute. All right, so I'm going to reach with my left hand, touch the holy symbol on my neck, cast Blinding Smite, which doesn't do anything right now.
Huh.
And then I'm going to throw the javelin at him.
Okay. Let's see it.
Finally.
That is
yes,
if I can.
We heard javelin a week ago, and now we're finally finding out what the javelin does.
We knew what mayonnaise was going to be.
There was no doubt about that.
For some reason, I don't have javelin in my list of attack.
You probably have spear.
Will spear work?
It's very similar. I'll look it up, but you can make the roll, and I'll adjust once I look it up.
He didn't shout spear.
Right. Shut up! Shut the fuck up, Adam! There we go.
You're being held in contempt, of course!
The difference is just the range, but it's negligible in this case.
All right.
Javelins go much further.
Yeah, so that's it. So it's a 26 to hit.
That does hit.
And it just does 5 piercing damage.
Okay, but you cast Blinding Smite. I'm assuming that comes into play.
Actually, it's the next. Excellent. Forget what I was thinking. I cast Blinding Smite, so it must be that my javelin flares with bright light, and then I throw it in his face.
Right.
Ignore.
That does an extra 3d8 radiant damage, which I'll roll, which is not very much. An extra 7 damage.
Okay.
And now
but he has to save,
Opal has
right?
to do a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
DC 16 or be blinded.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's see how that goes. Alright, he does save. He rolled an 18 plus something. So he is not blinded.
Okay, that's too bad.
It is too bad, but he did take some extra damage. Anything else, Bathwack?
I've used my bonus action and my action.
Okay.
Gonna dig in my feet, because here he comes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He is
coming.
I've
got my shield out.
Cool. Good to know. Your new shield. We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, he is coming, and it is his turn. So he charges right up to you and attempts to bowl you over, basically just a full-on spear body tackle just crashing into you.
Okay.
So this is going to be a contested strength check.
Okay.
So, yeah, you stand your ground. He charges into you. You are set and ready. You've been watching this come, and you feel his shoulder dig deep into your stomach area, blocked by the armor. You don't take any damage from this, and he is stopped dead by your stone walliness. And so, yeah.
Do I move at all?
You maybe slide back a few inches, but no, you stay where you are. And he's still grabbing you, but he did not succeed in pushing you over, or knocking you into the brazier, or anything like that. And you feel his arms just wrap around you and then grip tight. And so he is wrapped.
Am I grappled?
Yeah, he has grappled you, but he has not knocked you down. And so he's sort of wrapped around your waist. And Will, you see all this happen kind of upside down. You're on the ground. Mm-hmm. Oppo's got his arms wrapped around Bathwack, but Bathwack is standing firm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hot. not to Will necessarily, just objectively.
Just in general.
That was not any kind of a suggestion.
There's this naked torso
like
over here. The torso.
He dropped his sword.
No head.
Someone threw a black thing over you. They're over there on the other side of the room.
A black thing over
you?
The thing that made Oppo go in darkness.
Stand up, yeah.
Oh, it made him stand up. Oh, I thought he was like in a cloud of darkness or something.
Oh, no. It just poof. A little poof of dust. It wasn't like an effect where you couldn't see him or anything.
That's what I thought it was. I must have misread. Okay.
So what are you doing?
Well, if I look at Bathwack and Oppo, like what a fool I was for standing in front of Oppo. If he thinks he can tackle a guy the size of Bathwack. So I look at Bathwack for a second, make sure he's okay, and I look at everybody and make sure they're not getting killed. And doesn't look like anyone's getting killed. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to cast Dimension Door.
Okay.
And Dimension Door my way into this room to get the key. This
okay.
One.
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Do you stand up first?
Yeah. Can I Dimension Door, make it a trap door and just fall through it? Just like
you don't have to stand up to Dimension Door.
Yeah, I know.
But if you Dimension Door without standing up, you're going to be prone in the other room.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you just descriptually. Descriptually.
Okay.
Descriptually.
Yep.
It's my Will favorite. You're saying I'm upside down. Am I like a starfish in the middle of the room? Okay.
Yeah, you're doing snow angels.
Yeah. So he gets up on, like, he's kind of getting up. He's he rolls over. He's looking at everyone not upside down. He's making sure that nobody's getting, it doesn't seem like anyone's getting overwhelmed.
Nobody is bleeding out.
So I cast Dimension Door and it appears as a trap door next to me again with something where I've metaphorically opened a door for myself in my past and I go through the trap door.
You just kind of like roll through it?
Yes.
Okay. Poof. And then you find yourself on all fours in the, in the pedestal room.
Okay.
It's very dark. Mm-hmm. Very dark.
Okay.
Like pitch black dark.
Awesome.
You can't see in the dark.
Yeah, I know.
But you are on all fours in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You can stand up.
Yes.
Okay. You're standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move a little bit.
Yeah, I can't move. I'm not going to move until I can cast light. Okay. I didn't realize
it
was
standing.
Pitch black.
Yeah.
I stand up. That's my move.
Okay. And it stinks in here.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what we got next. The other Ibish is watching Oppo intently, and he sees his arms wrapped around Bathwack, and he pulls something out of his pocket, and he points it at you, Bathwack, right at your face, and he says, "Hold!" And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
Wait, he says, "Hold!"
Like a German accent? Like, what is this?
Why are you asking what my voice sounds like?
You've been very specific about this person. You've corrected their accent.
He has a voice.
Okay. He has a voice. Cool.
Okay.
Eastern European.
All right. So that's a nice big save, yeah. Bathwack. 22. So that succeeds. So, yes, you are able to see he was trying to hold you, paralyze you, basically, keep you motionless, but you were able to resist. Is there any sort of specific mental exercise that Bathwack does to shrug off this effect?
I mean, what is he thinking about right now? He's just been grappled. Well, So lately he's been thinking a lot about trying to avoid hostilities, but being grappled by Oppo has kind of enraged him. And somehow this distraction has somehow prevented him from even being very much aware that he was attacked by the other Ivish.
So yeah, just like another stone wall, a mental one. Okay. Yeah, he is going to move down into the south part of the room, keeping eyes on Oppo and Bathwack. Rafina, Steed is winked out of existence in front of you. Mm. Sanjay's dropped his sword. Oppo's hugging Bathwack near you. What are you doing?
So nice.
Will disappeared. He dropped through a hole in the floor.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, I have a question. If I cast a spell to create a weapon, then do I have to wait another round to use the weapon?
What's the spell?
The stone spell.
Stone shape?
Yeah.
So stone shape is an action in and of itself. So that would be your action. So you cannot take an action to attack.
Suck it. All right, I'm not going to do it.
But you can do lots of things with stone shape. You don't have to just make a weapon, but yeah. If you were trying to make something to do something with it, that would be probably two turns.
All right, so I am going to... Okay. And I'm still adjacent to this dude, so
you are?
Poop on a stick.
I mean, you can take your action to disengage, which means run away, but then you don't really get to do much.
Yeah, that's no fun. All right, so I am going to... So sad. I'm going to oathbow him.
Oathbowing Oppo.
Oathbowing Oppo. Oppo, oathbow, oathbow, oboe. Oppo. Wait, you want me to roll, right?
Uh-huh. Ooh, nice roll. 19 plus 9. 28 to hit. It makes sense. You're like right next to him. You just like shove your oathbow into his gut and say, make my day.
Whoa.
That's totally my way, yeah.
Make my day.
And are you oathing Oppo?
Sure. Why ever not?
Because if you recall with the oath bow, mm-hmm. you can deign someone your sworn enemy.
My sworn enemy.
So yeah, if that's the case, you can roll an extra 3d6.
Woohoo-ah! Do-do-do-do-do.
So this is currently... 14 damage, Rafina plus an additional 14.
Rafina doesn't make a lot of enemies, but she makes enemies during battle immediately. Like, she just decides. She's like, you are my mortal enemy now, just because now.
Yeah.
Because you're hugging Batwack, and only I can hug Batwack.
It's my favorite, because Rafina could never actually have, like, a mortal enemy. But it's rant, you know. She just decides. Sometimes you gotta have a mortal enemy, you know what I mean?
I do.
And you definitely do in this case, because, yeah, you literally just sock it right up into his gut and shoot, and he doesn't even have a chance to dodge. You just drive this bolt directly into his gut, and there's just a little extra oomph because you hate him so much.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that does 28 damage to Oppo. He goes, oh. And he's going to have to make a save to not let go of Bathwack with that amount of damage.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, he lets go.
Nope. Yep.
So Bathwack, right. You're no longer grappled.
Nice.
He puts a hand to his side and is trying to hold in whatever is in there.
Straw. He's made
Hey, I'm not... For Abby's sake... That's all I'm saying.
Whatever's in there.
He's trying to hold in whatever's in
there.
Jelly
donut jelly.
It's whatever you want to imagine. He's trying to hold in all his mayonnaise. Yeah.
You beat me too.
All his white liquid.
Ew.
White out.
Just putting it in terms Adam would appreciate. speaking of Adam, Roscoe, it's your turn. So we got Roscoe up in the stairs and Roscoe down here next to Sanjay and his sword. And Rafina.
Roscoe is going to cast Shillelagh on his quarterstaff.
What? Okay. What is that? What is that?
It's a cool one. I like Shillelagh.
So the wood of the quarterstaff is imbued with nature's power. For the duration, I use my spellcasting ability instead of strength for the attack and damage rolls. So I'm going to temporarily just change that and roll 20 if you don't. Is that okay, Eric?
That's fine. Whatever works for you.
I'm going to do the two-handed, and I'm going to change the attack to dex.
Cool.
And my damage to dex. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It also increases your damage die to a d8.
Right. At two-handed, the quarterstaff's damage die is already a d8.
Oh, okay.
So should we increase it to a d10?
Yep.
And I'll remember to change this back. Or we just say that he's constantly shillelaying.
Nope.
Okay.
It's just such a great thing to say.
Uh-huh.
All right, here goes nothing.
Okay, you're smacking Sanjay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not enough.
No, I'm sorry. Jeez. Yeah, Sanjay's got his hands free, and he just grabs your quarterstaff and throws it against the wall. You're still holding onto it.
Whoa.
But he stops it with his hand and then just throws it to the side. It clatters on the wall.
Mm. The quarterstaff, he takes it out of my hands?
No. He does not take it out of your hands. He stops it and just chucks it to the side, and your arm is drawn over, and you feel it vibrate as it hits the wall.
Well, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It is bad.
Yep.
Anything else?
Well, in the interest of preparing for potential plan that's in the back of Roscoe's head, he's gonna call out to Roscoe the dog to try to, hey, like, get up and jump down into my arms.
So you want me to jump down into your arms?
Yeah. And he, because his intelligence is like pretty high because of shit.
Training.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Shut up, KT.
I'm writing down all of these secrets.
Yeah, Roscoe jumps down. Bam! There's dog face in your face, jowls everywhere.
Great. Does he seem he seems okay?
Yeah, he licks you.
All right. That's only because some of the mayonnaise landed on... Well, something landed on Roscoe's face.
Some of the white liquid landed on Roscoe's face.
The white liquid. Ew, stop it, Roscoe!
No, I mean, yeah, get it off. But I don't feel good about any of this.
All right. Sanjay's up. He runs over... He reaches down, he picks up his sword.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have done something with that sword.
Well, wait, where's the Saint Bernard?
Yeah, I know. He's
Saint
dead.
Bernard Truly. Took the sword.
And Sanjay walks past you. Both Roscoe and Rafina get to take an attack of opportunity on Sanjay.
All right, my staff is still shillelied.
Yes.
Wait, what do I roll? And this time I'm going to hit him.
This would be just a basic melee attack.
No, I didn't hit him.
Okay. Nope. He runs past you.
But Rafina, you got this. You can hit him with a 20, I guess is what we need against him.
I know.
Just click your mace. Lord. Just click mace.
My mace? Yeah. My mace, okay.
But crit, also, hit, Oppo crit, also hit, is high. Crit, yeah, this is...
Hit.
Oh! Crit.
22!
Yes!
That hits.
Yay!
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
And that's 6 damage to Sanjay. As your mace sinks into his flesh.
Man,
that's all I'll
I'm
say
really
about
good
that.
With my weapons.
Yeah, you are. Of course you are. You've got an oath bow in one hand, a mace in the other, mayonnaise in the third. and then Sanjay, it took him some effort to pick up his sword in terms of time. Mm. And so he just gets to make one attack, but he is going to try to hit Bathwack.
Ooh.
Hands off, Oppo! He says. And so he rolls to hit. And let me roll. That is an 11 to hit.
All right. That is a solid miss.
Tink! Right off of your armor.
But he rolled a 4. I'm saying all the secrets out loud.
That's not a secret.
So the people can hear how horrible this fight is.
You've got these two individuals up in your grill, as the kids
all
say.
Up. All up ins.
Mm. Yeah, as the kids and Abby say. What are you doing? He is not grabbing you around the waist. So you are fully able to try to run away cowardly-ishly to your heart's content.
Mm.
The roaring fire. No, the roaring fire is still at your back. You're feeling these flames, these waves of heat rolling off of you, heating up the back of your armor. You're far enough away. You're not going to take like damage. You don't have to worry about it, but it's there. What are you doing?
Well, I want to take advantage of Oppo's temporary surprise at being Oathbowed in the stomach.
Yep, he is surprised.
And I want to grab him and fall backwards toward the floor.
Okay.
And haul him up on my feet and kick him behind me toward the fire.
So you like want to almost like suplex him into the fire?
Yeah, I want to see if I can make him airborne and land him in the fire, just to give myself some more room.
A suplex is like a wrestling move, Abby, where you grab someone and like lift them up over you onto the floor behind you, kind of. All right.
Got it.
Yeah. Give me an athletics check, Bathwack.
Bathwack.
You don't know what's going to... All right.
Nice.
27. Nice.
And Opa rolled a 2. Yes. All right. All right.
It's because of the oath bow.
So, hugs all around. You hug Oppo over the around the waist, and you lean back and kick up with your feet and try to send... I'm assuming you're trying to send him in the brazier. Interpreted the situation correctly? Yes. Oh, yeah. 27 versus a 2.
Holy crap.
You lean back, and you huck him back over your shoulder. He goes flying, tumbling, and lands directly in the center of the brazier.
Wow.
Coals and soot fly everywhere. He is rolling around in the fire. And you hear from within, you hear...
Ah! 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 Oh, God.
And it's very hard to interpret.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, God, these guys are weird.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Got it. All right. And now it is Oppo's turn.
I still can use a bonus action.
Yep.
I am going to I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite.
Okay. On whom? Or that's just on you, right?
Basically
for your
me.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Oppo's turn. So yeah, you can barely see Oppo in the flames. He's like right in the center. He's moving around. You can tell that because soot and smoke and everything are being disturbed.
Yeah.
Smoke is pouring through the air. Batwhack, I need you to give me a constitution saving throw. A 19. Okay. With where you are, you have now, until I tell you otherwise, +2 to your strength, dex, and constitution numbers, -2 to wisdom and intelligence. Your rakish good looks remain unchanged. you have +10 temporary hit points and -5 real hit points.
Whoa.
Oh, permanent or?
Just for now. Just take 5 damage, but you have 10 temp hit points.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
That's all I'll say about that.
Weird.
As you inhale this smoke.
Wow.
Okay.
And you can kind of hear Oppo moving around in the flame. And then from within the flame, there is some sort of object hurtling out around and towards your face, Bathwack. You're well versed enough in combat to recognize this as the end of a flail. It seems like a very large, long chain from where Oppo is attacking from, but he's trying to hit you with this flail. So yeah, this is going to be an attack versus Bathwack. So that is an 18 to hit.
Oh dang! Whew. All right, it's a miss.
Okay. Yeah, you were able to just duck as this hurtles out of the flame towards you. You hear it whistling over your head. Maybe takes out a few of your hairs. and tinks off the top of the crown and then disappears back into the flame.
Hmm.
And you hear Aah! From within the brazier, but you do not see Oppo emerge from within.
Whoa. Hmm.
It's a bit terrifying.
Yeah.
And let me just roll something here real quick.
What the hell is happening?
Okay. So, Will,
mm-hmm.
you are in a dark, pitch black space.
Mm-hmm.
You hope you're where you tried to be. The smell seems familiar. What are you doing? Right. You hear muffled things coming from somewhere.
Uh-huh. So, well, I'm going to have to cast light with my billy club, but it will work anyway because my goal is to knock the mushroom off the key and grab the key.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast light on my billy club.
Okay. So that's your action.
Yeah.
Is light. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you do find you are where you tried to be. Mm-hmm. You're in that little room.
Good.
There is a pedestal in front of you and mm-hmm. the key is there sitting on it with this mushroom growing up out of it.
Yeah. I don't want to touch the mushroom. I want to mm-hmm. hit it with my club. Just specifying.
Okay.
I'm assuming it might have something to do with
okay.
drug stuff or
got
something.
It. All right. So you smack the mushroom with your club. Give me an attack roll with your billy club.
I don't want it to spore. I smack it gently.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not. I
describe
I don't want to explode it into a.
Are you hitting it like a baseball?
Will
like,
knows some drug stuff.
Okay, knows some
he
drug
knows
stuff.
That mushrooms. I'm sure he's aware of some kind of mushrooms. He doesn't know if he's aware of this. All right, one.
So now that you're up close and personal with this mushroom, how about you give me a.
What?
Uh-oh.
You know what? You don't even have to give me a roll. Will, you recognize this mushroom.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This mushroom is the very same source of what you would call in Tivoli a drug called lamplight.
Oh, my God. You guys, I came up with that name like years ago. Years!
Like almost okay. 5 years now.
Wow. Okay.
So why don't you tell us about lamplight?
Well, unfortunately, it didn't do what this does, assuming that this... Well, what? Gosh, that description is in a book I probably don't even have with me. I think it was supposed to be like a sedative because it was supposed to make the lights... like everything just is a little more hazy, a little blurry. You're just kind of like vibing through, uh-huh. sleepily through life.
But if you recall, it took a very small dosage.
Okay, okay.
You know that in your mind that okay. Larger dosages were not good.
Okay. Large doses aren't good. Okay. All right. Great. And does it look like this mushroom has been hacked up or something? Are there pieces missing? I don't know what's going on. Does Will know you're saying I'm familiar with the mushroom, but like, do I know how it's produced?
Basically, you mentioned meta-wise, obviously, yes, it sheds spores. Yeah.
Oh shit, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad I. All right. I'm gonna put before I actually try to knock the mushroom off the pedestal. He's gonna just take out a handkerchief.
Adam disappeared.
Uh oh.
Roscoe.
There he is.
Fuck you, Adam.
Shut the fuck, Adam.
Shut the fuck,
Adam. That's what it is.
Fuck.
All right, so you're taking one of your ether rags out of your pocket and putting it in front of your face?
Just a handkerchief in front of my face, and then I'm going to try to... Well, okay, so like my timing is this. I won't be able to do this time, but I'm going to try to knock the mushroom off... Like push it off without it exploding everywhere,
uh-huh.
and take the key and get the fuck out of the room quickly, like dimension okay. door again, or maybe
so I need
pound
you,
my foot.
I'm not, it sounds like I'm maybe trying to give you a hard time. I
That's
need
fine.
You to describe. Because I pictured you baseball batting this mushroom, and I think that's not true. How
would be bad?
Describe the velocity with which you're striking this mushroom. Like, how is this hit?
Well, what I picture is Will, you know, he comes into this room, it's dark, he casts light on his billy club, he sees the mushroom, he somehow recognizes it, that it's from this other thing.
Yeah, you
so he's like, oh shit, I don't want to make this thing explode. He covers his mouth and he's trying to at first just see, I don't know how much it's secured to the key. So he's just first trying to push it. And if it doesn't go, that's when he is like, okay, ready to smack, grab and go.
Okay.
Do, or unless you want me to roll a check to see if I know whether if I touch this mushroom, I'm fucked or something. Like, is it toxic?
You don't know
is
that, it... but it, you, okay. you have the right idea to cover your mouth and nose.
Right. Okay.
So you nudge the mushroom a little bit, and they seem to be pretty well fixed together, the key and the mushroom.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay. Well, I probably don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to try to... So wait, you're saying if I do knock it over, I think that the key is probably going to be in it? Like it's inside of the mushroom, or it's just...
You don't think they'll detach easily.
I don't think it will detach easily. Okay. Well, then, I can't cast any other spell this round anyway, so I'm going to just try to knock it over so that maybe I'm just going to it's about seeing at what point it feels like it's going to knock over so that the next time I can potentially grab and cast a spell to leave.
You think it would take a significant amount of force to separate these two things?
Oh, wow. A lot of force.
It's not just...
Oh, crap.
There's not much left you can do right
now. Yeah, I can't do... Yeah, you could go ahead and I'll look at my stuff to see what I do next time.
Okay, cool. All right. So it is the other Ibish's turn. So what he is going to do is... Say, no! Oppo! And he starts to run, and he sees Bathwack basically just standing in this doorway, like he is an obstacle between him and Oppo. And so he reaches out, and you see this glowing sort of spectral hand shoot out from his hand and shoot into the flame where Oppo is, and you then see... A few seconds later, Oppo tumble out of the brazier toward the south end of this little room. And he is prone and heavily on fire, but out of the brazier.
Okay.
Rafina.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, this glowing hand just shot past you. Bathwax suplexed a guy into a fire. Will's still gone. Roscoe caught Roscoe.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Taking notes.
Oh. Got it. You have your mole. Rafina has her moleskin out. It's made out of moleskin.
Yeah. They're still alive.
You're just riding on moles.
That's okay. So. Here's what I'm going to do.
All
right. We see how clearly Oppo is the linchpin of this. Well, I mean, we knew that already, but the way that this henchman keeps like trying to save him, so I'm gonna try to banish him.
Who? Oppo?
Oppo.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
At level 6.
I tried to Google banishment and I typed banishment.
Nice. It didn't work. Rewriting D&D. Okay, what happened?
So, Oppo has to make a charisma saving throw, but as we've established from years of canonical pork fried dice entertainment and game playing and storytelling, Rafina throws something to the bananish creature at... The bananished creature. I need to know what Rafina throws at Oppo.
It's a BLT with no mayonnaise on it because mayonnaise has already been thrown.
I mean, it's kind of on. It's pooling on the ground near you. If you wanted to scrape up a little bit,
very quickly, I dip that thing in this mayonnaise that has served me so well before.
Is that the mayonnaise?
Shut the fuck up, Adam. All right, so Oppo has to make a charisma saving throw.
I'm so hungry right now.
That may be a very good thing to make Oppo do from your perspective. Maybe.
Okay, I hope so.
Oh, well, it doesn't really matter.
Whoa.
Wow, that was a gas-causing BLT.
All right.
I forgot to tell him about the beans I put on it.
The beans LT.
Oh, I hate it when beans make me burp. It sucks. All right.
It's
so, yeah.
Different gas.
This BLT flies through the air. BLT could stand for whatever you wish, listeners. Mm, and that's, right. That's your episode task. If I didn't give you one in the episode description, you need to tell me what BLT stands for in our community Discord.
Whoa.
Find the link in our episode description. I kind of already gave up on episode description tasks because nobody fucking completes them. Jesus goddamn Christ. So if you want to...
Eric's grumpy tonight, guys.
It's because of my episode description readers not following through on their episode description reader tasks.
That's so
We've
sad.
Come to the root of it.
Wow.
Tisk. Yes.
But you could maybe turn things around. Maybe you don't even know about the Discord or the episode descriptions. Mm. But if you're hearing this, you can help to redeem the situation. Head to our community Discord. Tell us what BLT stands for. But whatever that stands for, it's hurtling through the air. And you see Oppo's charred body on the ground. He turns his charred barn owl face towards the BLT. It smacks him right in the face with another poof of dark sooty dust. And Oppo is gone.
Ooh. For and 1 minute, guys.
Abby, you feel like Oppo is gone for longer than a minute.
Oh. So that means to me that he was actually from a different plane.
Hmm.
Oh.
Interesting.
If you banish a creature that doesn't belong on this plane, whoa, then it doesn't come back.
All right. That'll need to come up in conversation later.
But I also don't know. I also don't know if DM just means he's going to, for whatever reason, hang out longer than 1 minute and then come back.
Minute and 1 second.
Wow. That's very generous.
Anything else, Rafina? Or is that plenty?
I feel like that's plenty, dudes.
Okay. Roscoe, this sooty owl fuck, just popped out of existence. There's another sooty owl fuck nearer you and a muscle-bound man. You're holding a dog, as is your natural state in life. What else are you doing?
Well, I take Rudy and just make sure Rudy is... On me.
All good.
Drop Roscoe.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to do another R&R. He's been getting tossed around way too much.
Yeah.
In this fight. But so
I'm getting longer.
Yeah. So Roscoe does not see Will right now.
Mm-mm. You saw him disappear.
Yeah.
But
okay,
you do
confusing.
Not see him.
And well, I guess, I mean, it seems like, yeah, Rafina took care of Oppo. We might be able to win this fight, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
But with these fucking ACs of 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So visually, like, AC is a meta number, right? You think that it would be much easier to hit this other Ibish than it would be to hit Sanjay or Oppo?
Well, sure. He's missed Sanjay like at least twice now, so definitely.
Sanjay's a brick house. This other Ibish, less so.
He's a brick.
House.
I should have said it like that. It's interesting. I like that.
So Roscoe is going to try to hit. We don't know this other Ibish's name yet, do we?
I do. I don't know if you guys do.
You know what?
We haven't heard it.
But you can tell me a property of his name. I'm sure that's true.
It's
right, guys?
Palindrome. Three letters, two vowels, and one consonant.
Not necessarily a palindrome, but otherwise, yes, correct.
Not necessarily?
Mm-mm. Your first ibis you met, for example, was Ool.
Oh, Ool. Oh, that key.
Oh, that's right.
Opos happen to be a palindrome.
Okay, okay. I was obsessed with that because of today's date.
Oh, yeah.
What is today's date?
A palindrome.
We're going to make the listeners guess.
Okay. We can't share dates. That's too much information. Alex just
Alex
quit.
Is nodding in appreciation.
Roscoe.
It is sometime in the past.
Ooh. All right. If you're all comfortable with that, that's fine. Roscoe.
Ooh.
I think he's going to do something that surprises even him. Because he's never done this before. But he's really frustrated. He's really frustrated by Sanjay. And he's really, you know, concerned about Roscoe that was tossed up on the stairs. And now that he sees that Roscoe's okay, he will... I mean, he would love to attack Sanjay again because he's the one who threw him. But instead... He finds his eyes land on the ibish,
fuck,
and the ibish fuck the out this out fuck, and he just raises his palm, and Roscoe is unknowingly, well, no, I don't even have to roll for it. I think it's a cantrip.
Well, that you might still need to roll for it. It just won't take a spell slot. I don't know what spell you're talking about yet. In fact, none of us do, including the listeners, because you haven't said it yet.
I would like to have Roscoe cast a poison spray.
Okay.
On the owl fuck. Yeah. So I'll click it.
So you're right. Yeah. This is a saving throw. Whoa. I don't know why it rolled a bunch of... Oh, that's the damage is 3d12.
Yeah.
So it gives the damage roll. It is a DC. I will roll that, but I want you to describe Roscoe casting poison spray.
Well... I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, sorry. Maybe a little bit on you.
Maybe a little bit.
Work in the mayonnaise. I mean...
White liquid.
It can be, twig tea if you want.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, again, so he just kind of, it's not even his palm out. Like, he's kind of like pointing at the ibish, kind of saying like, you're next. You're next. Whatever.
I love it.
And like out of his finger, and he kind of, and his eyes kind of see it kind of come out of his finger, is just like the steady billowing stream of sparkly lavender scented gas. That just like swirls through the air, and it's not like, I mean, it's noxious, right, according to the description of poison spray, but it doesn't look noxious. It looks like very like just like
pleasant,
yeah, and sparkly.
It's like,
yeah,
potpourri.
And Rafina gets an up close view of this. It shoots right by you. No, not too up close.
Not up close. Yeah.
Don't worry, Abby. It's okay. This isn't real.
Oh, no!
It does.
What
do
you
mean? It shoots right past.
Was that worse?
It shoots right past Rafina's face, arcs through the air, much the way the drop of mayonnaise did. And Roscoe. If there was a camera shot on Roscoe's like face as he sees this happen, like, it's just a face of like, confusion, shock, concern, what the fuck? I mean, all right. But then, that's just a moment. And then he like shrugs and just lets it happen. He just hopes against hope that maybe this weird thing that's happening.
Yeah. Sure. So yeah, this non-noxious appearing gas cloud envelops this Ibish's head. And, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's a crit hit save.
Oh, no.
What? No.
That's bullshit.
And, yeah, you see him. He sees this gas coming, and you see him reach into his one of his
coming.
Shut the fuck up, Adam. You see him reach into one of his pouches, and he pulls out a cloth, and he clasps it to his face. I said clasps with my hand over my face. Is that helpful, listeners? When I do this like this, he clasps the cloth to his face.
You just had a fuzzy. I've been staring at it all night. I took
that
it off.
Perfect
your beard.
Time to take it off. Mid sentence. Mid thought. Mid sentence.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Good timing.
Couldn't take it anymore.
He takes it and then he grabs another one from his pouch. It looks like he has at least two of these, and he vigorously fans the air in front of him. And he actually blows some of the gas towards you, Rafina, and I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
Nice.
Okay.
And you get plus a million because of Bathwack's cheating ability.
Nice. Good.
Cheating ability. Okay.
Ooh. There we go.
Okay.
I'm playing the lottery.
So that succeeds. So. This wasn't a full attack directly on you. Normally you take like... Oh, actually, no, there isn't even no half save. So yeah, you don't take any damage.
Good.
But you do get a whiff of this lavender sparkly smell. It's kind of nice, actually.
It smells delicious.
You don't really know what Roscoe was doing. Neither you or this owl fuck seem to be affected. Are you going to move anywhere, Roscoe, or are you good where you are? Huge DC fans here, guys.
Yeah, he's not gonna move. He's just gonna stand there, still kind of stunned at what just came out of his finger and disappointed that it didn't seem to even do anything. Like, what's the fucking point of having a mysterious backstory if it doesn't actually fucking do anything?
Got it. And Roscoe, the dog, shakes his head minutely. You might not even notice Roscoe, but he definitely does. All right. Sanjay's turn. He sees, kind of, he hears a pop. Where he can't really see where Oppo was. Uh-oh. He says, Oppo?
Oh, no.
Oppo? And he looks at the other Ibish. And he is sort of still the lavender mist is dissipating. But he looks and he says, hit him! Pointing at Bathwack. Mm. And so immediately Sanjay turns to you, Bathwack, and tries to hit you. He raises his sword and tries to bring it down on you. Not once, not twice, but thrice. So let's see here.
Sanjay's pretty scary too.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
So we've got a 20.
That's
That's
one good hit.
And then an 11 and a 10. So both of those miss. So use my fucked up critical hit rules. So that is...
This is actually going to be super bad, I think.
Uh-oh.
That's a good roll for you. So that is... He rolled two ones. So that is 5 plus the crit is a total of 20 damage. And
that duck looks hurt.
Sanjay does not seem necessarily pleased with himself or disappointed with himself. It looks like he's just ready to hit you with his sword more.
He's a robot.
And Bathwack, a sword just sunk deep into your body somewhere. That's all I'll say for Abby's sake. Well, what are you doing? Oh, I got her to roll her eyes. She was thankful the last time. Now she's fed up with it.
I feel
sin
like
you,
it's a
Abby.
Jig.
Sin you. gristle, marrow is exposed.
Hey, I can handle all those words.
Oh, okay.
Intestines glooping everywhere.
Glooping.
You got to use that.
I definitely do.
Yeah. Intestines glooped. Right,
you've
gloobly.
Yet to reach the glooping stage, Bathwack. What are you doing?
Thank goodness.
Draw my sword.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna attack him.
Finally.
Straight up attack, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so attack number one. Hold on. With these plus two strength.
Yep.
What are
it's gonna add one just, to basically your attacks.
It's gonna add
damage.
One to my attacks.
Oh, actually, good point. I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, uh-oh. Forget I said anything. So I have minus two wisdom right now.
Yeah, so it will be minus one to your save.
Yeah, it'll be a minus one to my save. Do I get my own bonus on my wisdom saving throw, though?
Yeah, right? We determined that the cheating does extend to you.
Yay. All right.
Years ago.
So
that's also plus whatever, right?
18 then.
Okay. Continue.
So I subtracted one and then.
Yep.
I need to move away from. Can I pass between the Irish and Sanjay?
So opportunity attacks occur. Yes. Physically, you can move on that diagonal between them. You can't enter their square. And then opportunity attacks occur when you exit an enemy's threatened space. So you could circle around them to your heart's content, but if you make it so you move away from them, then you take an opportunity attack.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to rush between the middle of them.
Okay.
And I'm going to circle... Now that I've entered that guy, I have to stay nearby or I'll get an opportunity attack.
Correct.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll circle there. I want to get away from the brazier.
Okay. Yeah, the heat, it's much cooler out here. It's refreshing. Ah, with a hint of lavender.
Right. And so this is plus one.
Who are you hitting, Sanjay?
Oh, wait, what did I? Oh, yeah, Sanjay. Yeah, both hits on Sanjay.
Okay.
So that's an
18 to hit.
18 to hit.
That misses.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do it again.
That hits.
That's 21. All right. And so there's a bunch of extra damage. So there's the 8 plus 4 here.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
But it's actually 9 plus 4 because of your bonus of strength from your
right.
soot. So that's 13.
Then I had cast Thunderous Smite, so mm-hmm. it does an extra... Does an extra 10... Oh, that was good. An extra 10... Thunder damage.
Okay, so
and
23
Sanjay
total.
Sanjay has to make a strength saving throw, a
okay.
DC 16 saving throw.
Got
or
it.
Or get knocked into the... I guess he'll get knocked into the wall and then knocked prone if he fails.
Okay, cool.
But then I also want to use... on a hit, I can use Divine Smite.
Okay.
And I think it's time for that. I'm going to use... I'll burn a level 3 spell slot.
Okay.
And so that's an extra 16 damage.
Whoa! All right, Sanjay is bleeding profusely as your sword strikes down into it. There's a clap of thunder and a blinding flash of radiant light. All of you seem to hear the sound of rushing water. Even you, Will, Ooh. fills your ears for just a moment. And with an 11, Sanjay falls prone. Crashes back into the wall and tumbles to the ground.
Wow.
He looks very much worse for wear. In 4th edition D&D, he is bloodied for sure. Got anything else, Paladin? In quotes.
Ooh.
Yeah, it might need to be in quotes.
Oh.
I think that's it.
All right. Will.
Yes.
You're poking a mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
And it's not working. So.
Oh, you poke it.
Well, if I'm real, does it even move at all? Do I think it's glued to this freaking pedestal? Like, is it?
No. Okay. The mushroom and the key both seem. Okay.
All right. Movable, so what I'm going to do
from each other, it seems.
I am going to go into my bag and take out
and hide
the hair oil that I just bought.
Ooh. You're a Dapper Dan man.
And I don't know how much there is in there, so I also take out another bottle. I'll take out the ink. I have black ink. I'm going to take out both those bottles. The first thing I'm going to do, and like I don't know how much of this I can do, but he's basically going to spill oil on the whole thing because he's thinking spores, dryness, let's cover it with oil, and then I'm going to throw something over it. I'm thinking of my cloak, which sucks, but it's the only thing I think I have with me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. To try to lessen any spores that might puff out, I pour some oil over it, and I throw my cloak over it and try to pick up the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you scoop it up in your cloak. Mm-hmm. You feel the mushroom and the key within there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any puffs of black particulate. It's all very visible, at least. That's the good thing about the spores from the, as you would refer to it, lamplight source. Yeah. You know when there's sporage going on, and you don't see any of that.
Okay.
So you seem to have collected the mushroom and the key within your cloak.
Uh-huh.
And...
Okay, well, I'm going to try to...
That's basically your action.
Yeah.
All of that.
Right.
You can still move, though.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to try to do is use my foot again. Will's all about trying to use this foot right now.
Okay.
I'm going to step towards the door and try to get out of the room.
Okay. So, am I okay with where I positioned you? You would have teleported into this room wherever you wanted.
Yeah, right here. I'll show you. I
put you at the north part of the room.
Here, but I guess that's not a square.
I mean, just, it's fine.
I pictured right here. Can you see where I'm
clicking? Everywhere you move.
Oh, you can see?
Yeah, every time you let go, we can see where you end up.
Oh, but that's not here. Yeah. Click. How do I click?
You want here, right? Oh, you click and hold.
It's basically right there. Do you see what I'm saying? I would
be that corner. So we'll put you here.
Yeah. Okay.
But here, we can make you fit in there. Is that better?
Oh, there I am. So tiny.
So are you trying to go to the door or through the door?
Through.
Okay. From where you are?
Because I had gone there, I'd stepped up to this, thrown my thing over, and then I just try to step right through the door.
Yep. So yeah, you try to reach out with your foot, just...
It's not even that. Will's like stomping his foot. Like he just has no idea how it works, and he doesn't even know if it's going to work.
You're trying to like slam your foot on the ground, but like as you reach down, you find yourself slamming your foot to the ground outside of the door, right outside.
Oh my God.
So you guys see Will poof into existence right in front of the guarded door. Thankfully, Sanjay's not there in front of the door. You see him lying on the ground far away.
Okay.
Any fun words? I would shout. Yeah.
I would be like, get over here, guys! I mean, that's because I'm going to try to just... get us out of here. But if people want to still fight, which Will doesn't know what's going on out here. He doesn't know we're winning.
Okay. Well, we'll see how people respond. But you guys all hear Will shout out loud, get over here, guys! Was that right?
Yes, that's how it talks.
Over the table, just for my knowledge, what would Will do to get us out of here?
I'm going to cast Fly on us. If I can, and they don't destroy us. But that's, again, I'm playing purely like trying not meddly. Yep. I don't know what's going on out here. You guys will probably just destroy them and will, as usual, will have been unhelpful during a fight. That's usually what happens.
You do have a poison mushroom, though. That's helpful.
I mean, yeah, I was thinking if we steal the whole thing and we leave, then we can do whatever we want. We can just drop a bomb down this pit. We don't, again, I like that everyone's beating everyone and I'm just going to be useless. It's always what I do. I always go away from the fight thinking, oh, I'll get out of this fight and we'll just run away. And then Bathwack kills everything. And apparently Roscoe is being very interesting.
Bathwack meets your eyes all the way across the room. And when you say that, He looks relieved.
If I get that, Will's face drops like, oops, whoops, shouldn't have left, I guess.
Okay. All right. So it's this other Ibish's turn. And let me see here. He sees, so Oppo's gone. Sanjay is on the ground, bleeding out. This Ibish seems fine. But he's like, his head is rotating owl style.
Owl style.
You know, he has 180 degree range
of
motion.
Stop looking at me, owl style.
Hate it. Hate it.
He's like
owl
Harry Styles.
Like Harry Styles. That's what I was gonna
Watermelon
say.
Sugar.
Don't you mean,
you know,
like 360
degrees? Yeah, can't
degrees?
Owls do the whole
360.
Circle?
360?
360?
It's probably
they
more than
really
180. You're right. But is it 360?
270.
Okay. I'll buy 270.
Well, let's just go for 270, and we'll have the listeners leave us a five-star review
I'm looking it up.
Let us know.
They don't do that anymore. They don't do my tasks. They don't leave me reviews.
Mark only writes 1,000 words a week.
Way more
us.
Than that.
A million words. I'm not good at word counts. Lots of words, Mark. Thank you.
Google says 270. More than 270.
Yeah, I found...
More than.
I found an article from the Journal of... Anatomy.
Ooh.
Barn owls maximize head rotations by a combination of yawing and rolling in functionally diverse regions of the neck. That's the title.
Look, everyone.
Everyone's trying,
here, like,
except for
roll.
Adam. Adam's like, I'm not part of it.
Everyone's trying to yawn.
Get out.
Roll, except Adam.
Shut the fuck up, Adam.
You gotta try your roll your head
man,
around.
This
Come
is fantastic.
On.
Yawn, whatever
I just,
he said.
I'm gonna share this. Hold on. Crap, I don't know how to take a screenshot on this computer. Does anyone know how to use a Windows computer?
It used to be up in the upper right hand corner.
Print screen.
Upper right hand
print
usually
screen.
Is where it is.
That just All sent right. your screen to every printer within 100 yards.
I like how you made it threatening and then 100 yards. So many printers.
Well, I mean it within 100 lawns. Like.
Oh, yards.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, got it. As the British
yards?
Would say, 100 gardens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mark, that was for you.
Yeah, but in metric, is it 100?
Oh, good point.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
2.54.
I'll just have to send you the...
Celsius.
I'll just have to send you the link. Sorry.
You should
I love the picture of the owl with the little, like, yaw picture in his...
Oh, the yaw picture.
Over his head.
All right.
Anyway.
Yaw.
Later, though.
Who knows? Yaw, Y-A-A, could be the name of this Ibish.
Wow, that's true.
If you consider Y a consonant in that case.
Sure.
You'll allow it? Okay, got it.
Well, I think Abby's the one that has to allow it, probably.
Wait, but well, how are you spelling the rest of it?
What? Yaw?
I thought it was two vowels.
Y-A-A.
I think you said a... Yes. Oh, I thought it was Y-A-W, because that's how you actually spell
right.
it.
Right, no. Yeah. Yaw.
And even then Y is a vowel.
Right, that's what I'm asking. Would in that instance we consider Y a consonant? No. Good thing his name isn't Yaw. Because it
right.
sounds like it would not pass muster with
Jeez.
Abby.
There's muster all over Roscoe, guys.
Pass mustard. Roscoe does not pass mustard. All right, so this other Ibish, his head is rotating at least 270 degrees. There's some sort of yawing involved, according to this scientific paper. And his eyes are rolling almost as wildly as his head is. And he looks over... at Sanjay on the ground, and he reaches down and places a hand on him.
Uh-oh.
And lightning springs from his hand, and he fills Sanjay's body with electricity.
What?
You see Sanjay shuddering and...
He's like Frankenstein.
...crackling on the ground, and then Sanjay lies still.
Oh.
And
what?
All the while, this Ibish's head is sort of rotating around.
What the fuck?
And he locks eyes with you, Bathwack, and drops to his knees, and he says, "Kill me! Cut my head off!"
Whoa.
"I desire it! Do it now!" And that is where we're going to leave it. And we're going to find out how Bathwack might respond to that next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger on Pork Fried Dice now?
For reals.
He always has been.
Wow. If there was one person I could compare Eric to, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. What if there were two people you could compare me to?
Paul Rudd and Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's the perfect combination of those two guys.
This was fun. What's going on with Roscoe?
I am very curious about Roscoe. This lavender thing is weird, and he has shillelagh, and he did a druid spell. That is a druid spell, and there was there's lots of things going on. I'm interested.
So many.
I'm interested.
And there's Roscoe and Rudy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Rudy that hasn't or been Tanya. Explained.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Adam joined basically like right during like a fight exploration dungeon thing. And then we didn't really get to like chill out and learn about Roscoe. It's all been through battle. It's interesting.
Now I'll give you some things to talk about.
Well, yeah, there's definitely some interesting things that Will didn't see at all because he fucking went into another room. Didn't do anything. There have been so many fights, like the same kind of... Do you remember the fight at Baba Yaga's hut or whatever where I was trying to... Baba Lasaga's hut, and I was trying to release the goats to cause a distraction, but by the time the goats got there, everything was just done.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of stuff I do all the time. I'm trying to like, because I don't have a lot of battle-y spells, so I try to use my spells like creatively or items.
You're cunning.
And I just end up making you guys have harder battles while I do something in the background that could have been done afterwards.
No, I mean, you,
I guess I got to learn my lesson.
You seeing your avenue out was very good. You're like, we don't actually need to kill these people. Yeah. That's not our goal necessarily.
Well, and the key was important to get, so somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was good.
But, like, that banishment was pretty clutch.
Yes.
I will say that.
For real.
Yeah.
Woo. Very clutch.
Woo.
And that tells us something, too.
And then Bathwack decimated... What's his face? Sanjay.
Yeah.
Almost completely. I don't think
Roscoe literally didn't do anything useful in the actual fight. He just kept on like revealing little clues about himself.
That's great. I feel like that's what happens to me too.
The dog.
Oh, the dog. R&R worked.
Threw a dog by the tail.
I did do damage with Roscoe.
Yeah,
I am so curious if Roscoe's really a dog, like not Roscoe, human Roscoe, but if the dog is really a dog or like what's happening, because there are some interesting things. He doesn't know what he's casting. Like, that's weird.
Yeah,
I want
to
know.
I can't wait to see what his deal is.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.